Come listen to a prophet's voice. Joy Cometh in the Morning by President Thomas S. Monson, first counselor in the First Presidency. Several years ago, the Salt Lake City newspapers published a notice of a close friend taken by death in the prime of her life. I visited the mortuary and joined a host of persons gathered to express condolence, sympathy to the husband and motherless children. Suddenly, the smallest child, Kelly, recognized me and took my hand in hers. "Come with me," she said, and she led me to the casket in which rested the body of her beloved mother. "I'm not crying," she said, "and neither must you. Many times my mommy told me about death and life with Heavenly Father. I belong to my mommy and my daddy. We'll all be together again." To my mind came the words of the psalmist, "Out of the mouth of babes hast thou ordained strength." Psalm 8, verse 2. Through tear-moistened eyes, I saw my young friend's beautiful and faith-filled smile. For her, whose tiny hand yet clasped mine, there would never be a hopeless dawn. Sustained by her unfailing testimony, knowing that life continues beyond the grave, she, her father, her brothers, her sisters, and indeed all who share this knowledge of divine truth can declare to the world, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Psalm 30, verse 5. With all the strength of my soul, I testify that God lives, that His beloved Son is the first fruits of the resurrection, that the gospel of Jesus Christ is that penetrating light that makes of every hopeless dawn a joyful morning. From an April 1976 General Conference Address. Things to think about. 1. There's nothing wrong with crying when a loved one dies. In fact, it can help. But Kelly didn't feel like crying. Why? 2. Why do you think Kelly's mommy told Kelly so often about life after death? 3. How is Jesus the first fruits of the resurrection? See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. Discuss this with your parents. End of the article. Come listen to a prophet's voice. Joy Cometh in the Morning by President Thomas S. Monson.